Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine Brown, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It's another beautiful Wednesday. I'm your boy, Casey, and the lovely lady to the right of me is...
Tina Lorraine Brown. How are you guys this evening?
We're all wasted on Wednesday.
Yes, I'm wasted.
You're a fool. So... First thing, how was your Valentine's Day?
Oh, it was super awesome. I got everything I asked for and deserved. It was super, super awesome. How was yours?
Mine was, it was at the bar talking to a bunch of ladies who are disappointed about their Valentine's
Day. Did you buy them drinks?
No.
Why not?
No. I mean, we had fun.
You talked them to death?
Well, I listened. I'm a listener. I listen.
I think that's beautiful. That's honorable.
I just listen to a lot of, disappointment, I guess.
So. Oh, my God. They got dumped. That's terrible.
And,
Speaking of dumped, guess who's about to be dumped from the show Empire?
Yeah.
What's the deal with that?
I guess people call it clout chasing is the new term.
I know. I just got familiar with that term.
We're so old heads.
That's called bullshitting to me.
Yeah, to us,
he's just a fucking liar.
He's a fuckboy. That's basically what he is. Dude, first of all, when I first heard the story, it was kind of sketch to me because he said he got jumped by two dudes with the Trump mask,
the MAGA hat.
Okay, so that's...
And bleach. I mean, who's just walking around with bleach? I just thought that was...
I didn't hear that part.
Just go get acid. Originally, that was the story. They had bleach. And they had those hats. Don't people normally throw acid or something?
This is
like
how
bleach?
They do it in the BX.
Oh, no, I get it. The bleach, because they were trying to bleach him white. But that's so stereotypical white supremacy. I don't think they really throw bleach on us. That was like a comical joke. Throw bleach on blacks to make them white.
So that's what he said.
So I think that was supposed to.
And then right after that happened, didn't he just go? Wasn't he on stage doing like a performance or something? Talking to the crowd like, you guys are my energy. You're my spirit.
Oh, no, I missed that.
Just
everybody just thought it was bullshit because a white person is just not going to leave that little cut on your face. Like, they're going to beat the shit out of you because there's so much hate in them. So if they're going to do all that, they only gave him like a paper cut under his eye. Like, that was it.
I don't watch Empire, and I'm sorry.
Oh, me either. So I'm shocked that they would.
I didn't even know who
know
he was,
either.
So that's what bothered me, because I was like, well, if I don't know him, how some Trump people going to know him? Because
exactly.
They don't watch Empire.
And people in Chicago said, it is cold as fuck. Ain't no way anybody's going outside for no sandwich. There's Grubhub, there's Postmates. My sister was saying, she worked in the hotel industry. He stayed in a hotel with a kitchen. He's a celebrity.
Yeah.
The managers will make you food. Even if it's the middle of the
sloppy
night, they want you to come stay.
And
here.
Then he hired some fuckboys, more fuckboys, because they ratted him out in front of Popo.
Immediately.
How tragic.
Immediately.
Is this?
So as of today, he is charged with making a false police report.
And it's huge, right? Is it a felony? I missed.
I'm not sure. Well, it carries 1 to 3 years in prison for allegedly filing the police report. And it's a financial fine, too.
Has he responded to the allegations?
No, that's the thing. He will not respond.
Oh.
And his lawyers, his lawyer said that he will not, he will not come give a statement. So now they're bringing the grand jury in.
Fox News did a thing on him last night. I happened to catch it. They were outraged.
Yeah, of course they are.
Fox News wanted to, he needs to be punished to the fullest.
I mean, it's Black History Month and, it just to do this to Black people and the LGBT community.
Yeah, that's what I didn't like. He set back a lot of people.
Yes.
And especially the LGBTQ, I don't want to get it messed up, community.
Yeah.
They go through a lot. There's a lot of
people.
Yeah,
don't fuck with their name, Beat.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with their name.
I know.
Don't mispronounce that shit, please.
I know.
So he set a lot of people back. And what really is the issue, too, whatever the situation happened, whether it's true or not. It's like the boy who cried wolf. When people keep hearing these things and they're false stories, then it kind of takes away from the hype of it. And when we hear the next person's story, we're going to discount it.
We're
not going to believe it. We're going to be like, yeah, whatever, like that other dude.
Wasn't he supposed to get cut off Empire anyway?
Well, Well, now I've heard his scenes are deleted. I'm not deleted. They've been chopped down. Edited. Like, he had 9 scenes. Now he has like 4. Oh, he had 9 scenes and a musical number. He has no musical number. He only has the 4 little short scenes. Like, he just comes in and opens the door.
I would like to talk to him. What's his name? Josie.
Jesse.
Jesse, call the show, Jesse.
Like, just stop lying. Jesse. Like, Jesse.
How tragic is this? I mean, what are you trying to get?
It is. Well, okay, so the story is, so a week before he concocted this whole plan and executed it, there was a letter that was sent to Fox Studios, and it was written, you know, in the movies where they take the magazine cutouts,
yeah,
and they glued it, and it said, like, die fucking nigger. Excuse me, I know you guys don't like that. That's what it said, and he felt like Fox, the studios didn't do enough about it. It wasn't enough media attention. I mean, none of us heard about it. So they definitely, you know, Fox Studios was trying to keep it in-house. They probably didn't want to release it to the media and cause any
So he
drama.
Took it to the next level.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my. See, that's
But think about it. I mean, I'm an actress, too. The reason we do this is for attention. We love attention. That's the reason we do it.
Yeah,
to entertain. So I think maybe he felt like he wasn't getting enough attention.
Create
for
content.
That, exactly.
His career is dead, though, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Because if anything he does, I'm not supporting.
I mean, and at the bottom, you're a liar. Mm. Who wants to work
does
with
he sing
a liar?
Too?
I don't know. I just
see
know
that's
about
the thing.
That
we
boy.
Don't know who Bro is. So
well, he's part of the Smollett family. I don't know if you knew. So him and his brothers and sisters had a TV show when I was a kid. I don't remember the name of it, but it's about 8 of them or 10. And let me tell you the premise of the show. The premise of the show is that the oldest brother would dress up as the mother or the aunt, and they were raising themselves on the show. Of course, it got canceled. Like, after, like, half a season.
I don't know the show.
Yes, yes. I wish I could remember it.
That was probably my meathead days when I was just playing sports and worried about.
Yeah, Manchester. Yeah.
No. See, okay. I love you, though. I know what you mean. But I played football at one point, American football.
Oh.
So I went to college on that, too. So I was strictly jock dude. Ooh, that would have been terrible. Spill. And I've been known to spill beers. Anybody who knows me, like, Casey will spill a beer. But I went to a meathead phase where I was just strictly sports and, like, lifting weights and super testosterone out. And that was a long, long, long time ago.
Yeah,
but
I
anyway,
still see you have the physique. But
Manchester United, though, that's the club I support. We're the greatest club in the world. And we play Liverpool this weekend. We're going to beat those Scousers. Okay, that's enough of that. Oh, let me get these sponsors. I want to talk to you about. I'm still not done with Jesse. See, that's what I'm saying. He's not a transition. He's not a crossover actor yet for someone to be like, we're going to jump him to make a point.
That's true. Because what point would it have?
Yeah, because nobody knew who he was.
Yeah.
I feel like he was trying to say something.
Even the black community, we've stopped watching Empire. It's all about power.
Is it done?
Everything.
Yeah, power is.
We've been stopped watching it. I mean, I don't have a problem with gays or anything like that. I love gay people. But I've heard from a lot of my friends that that's why they stopped watching Empire. Like, they were emphasizing a lot of that love too much.
So the storyline was.
Yeah. But for me, I don't know. I'm a hardcore gangster girl. I was raised by my dad and my brothers.
Your dad
and I don't like sweet love stuff. I don't want to see fucking musicals. I hate musicals and shit. You breaking out in song in the middle of like conflict and shit. That is West Side Story shit. No.
No, it's not. We're not musical people. There'll be no musicals on this show.
Except for The Lion King. That Lion will King? Always be, yeah, it was a few songs.
You saw
like Hakuna Matata. It was a song.
That's the closest musical
songs.
We know. Let me see. Well, have I ever enjoyed a musical? Oh, yes, we
are so uncultured.
The Wiz.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. We are terrible.
Damn.
And my homegirl was in it growing up. My homegirl was in it. So fine. Yes, I'm shouting you out. My homegirl was one of the little people because you can't say midgets anymore.
That's the only two musicals that we are hip to there.
Yeah, that's terrible.
We're terrible.
That is terrible. That's because we need to, as blacks, do more musicals. And then we become more interested in that.
I feel like there's more black musicals we're just not hip to.
I don't know. I mean, you can make the world of music.
You can make a white musical too.
The Sound of Music. Look, I'm trying to sound
cool. I have seen The Sound of Music. Shout out to my moms. I had to watch that.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. My dad had the VHS tape. Definitely watch that.
I used to sing a song about the I wish I could stay and drink some more champagne.
I remember that.
So long. All my boys are like, he's on one right now. Okay, tonight's show is brought to you by Beloren Manukian LLP, one of the finest law firms in the state of California. They handle all injury and accidental cases. Their number is 818-INJURY-8, and they will take care of you. And the next sponsor is Loyalty Auto Groups, who just sold my dream car last Friday, the Range Rover. Oh, the big boy. He was so beautiful. Sarkis, Hiro. My boys, they get these cars, man. They get whatever car you want.
Fire.
There's like two of them. There's a Porsche and a Benz sitting in the garage right now.
And it's L.A., so you got a front. You got a front.
And the number is...
home to our shared apartment.
The number we're going to talk about. Number for that is 818-631-4346. 818-631-4346. Why do people do that?
Economically, it is more feasible, though. It is more
feasible. That's a straight yard boy thing to have. It's a little apartment with, you know, we have a big Benzino.
Yes. Get your priorities straight.
We're going to sleep on the floor. You're going to fuck on the floor.
That's but I got a Benz outside.
Benz, though, big boy.
Yes.
So our guy, I don't know. I was just, a minute I heard the story, I was like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Because ain't nobody know who you
are. But I didn't want to start any trouble. And there's a friend of mine. She's on Facebook. We're new friends. And that's her really close friend. So I didn't want to. And you know, I'm the jokester. Memes are funny.
You hit nerves.
I know.
Not mine yet.
But I can take it too. Like growing up, my father, my brothers are clowns. They're comedians. So I grew up taking it. I'm not like, you know, even though I am like a crybaby about other things, but I could take a joke. Hell yeah. I'd be like, why did you have to talk to me in that tone? Yeah, I'm a fucking crybaby. Yeah, don't talk to me like that. I'm a Cancer. You know, so I can take a lot of
I'm quick to
shit.
Tell people watch
But
your tone.
Then it's like, you know, when it's someone you know, then it's not funny. It really isn't, because I've had a few friends I have a few friends that are celebrities, and when things happen and they make memes, I'm kind of touched. I'm like,
you take it personal.
Yeah, sometimes I've even responded, you know, defending them like da 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 da, and then I get myself
careful.
In a fight. So I have to learn how to step back. I'm wondering, like, how do they take these comments? I can't even take the one comment that I read, you know, that's not in favor of my friends.
I've had people hit me up with some negative stuff on, you know, just on social media. I love it. It don't bother me.
Really? No, some people can't. I mean, as a matter of fact, Demi Lovato, did you hear about that? She just had to check herself back in rehab. She said something insensitive. I think it was about 21 Savage. And Black Twitter went in on that ass.
She said, because 21's got to go, the London thing.
Yeah.
She shouldn't be talking about nobody.
Yeah, she shouldn't be talking about nobody. You got your own issues right now. But, you know, people just want to stay relevant.
She's the one who her connect ratted her out on TMZ.
Shut up!
Yeah, he was all like, yeah, I sell her this. Da, 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 da. How are you going to be singing and you ratting her? Oh, yeah, I'm her connect. Da, 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 da. She got this from me. Like, what? So you're out of business now, right? Basically, you're done.
Actually, they're like, oh, you got that good shit. The celebrities come to you. I want that shit.
You know, it's
because like even in the weed game, we have a joke that we call like, oh, you got rapper weed.
Yeah.
Like weed that rappers like that Future would smoke. So we like, you got weed or you got rapper weed. You know?
Have a problem with rappers smoking in videos.
What's the problem?
They're not smoking it. Blowing it in the air.
They are. What videos did you see? I'm like, if it was Noriega's, he was smoking that
shit. I can't talk bad about Nori.
You better not.
You know how it goes with that. Yeah. That's real raps. Yeah. We talk about these current day dudes.
Oh, I don't watch these. What are you doing watching these?
I do.
I didn't. No.
I watch them.
Absolutely. Well, except for Tekashi 6ix9ine. I do like him.
Do you really?
I don't know what it is. As a mom, I feel like this mom connection with him. It is so weird.
Yeah,
it is like I want to write him a letter in jail.
I just feel
bad for him.
But why? Everybody, we talked about this. Everybody tried to tell him.
I know.
He gonna do real time too.
But sometimes people need to walk into that brick wall. I mean, you know, you tell your kid that the oven is hot and they're still like, really? This hot?
Tekashi,
like,
was funny though.
Yeah. That's why he was entertaining.
You know who's the funniest rapper in the world? Gucci. Mm. Not Gucci, but Soulja Boy.
Oh God. I love those memes.
Now
those
show.
Are some funny ass memes.
He needs his own show.
Well, he's on Marriage Boot Camp right now, but he's not being entertaining.
See,
he's actually fighting and cursing his shit out. He's very disrespectful to women.
Is he?
I mean, with Shock, I've met him before and he was
real
cool
a sweetheart.
And stuff. Yeah. I thought he was a sweetheart.
They're
Cash
all...
Money tours years ago. And but I'm like, he was a lot younger. Now he's gotten these bad habits. He's an asshole.
He's
a little bit arrogant or whatever.
Yeah, he feels
but
he
talks
put everybody
shit.
On.
Yeah.
But it's so funny.
But if he got the money to back it up, I'm like, first of all, you know what kills me when people make fun of people feeling themselves? First of all, if you are not your biggest fan, how are you going to convince me? If you're trying to sell me a car, but you don't really believe in how well the car drives, why would I buy the car? Like, I need to believe, you need to believe in yourself when you're trying to make other people believe in you. So I'm like, I love those arrogant ones. I'm like, I love it. Kanye went way over the top, but like, you're supposed to think you're the shit.
Kanye's on a different
level. Why would I think you're the shit if you don't think you're the shit?
Yeah, I tell the kids that when I at the park hooping with the kids, and one kid's like, oh man, I'm an idiot. Man, don't hate on yourself. Let somebody else hate on you. Don't do it to yourself. Never hate on yourself.
Words are, well, they say it's spelling.
What?
The word spelling?
Yeah.
The word spell is in it. So when you say those things, you are putting a spell on someone.
I'm learning something
the
time. Yeah.
Seriously, like saying mean things. I hope your day is fucked up. You just put a spell on someone. Or it goes the other way.
What?
I hope you have a good day today. I just put a spell on you that good things will happen to you.
I always wish love to people.
Do you say thank you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm believing chivalry.
You can't even pronounce chivalry.
Let me tell you something. When I came from Jamaica, they held me back in the third grade and put me in a speech class because I was saying 1, 2, 3.
Oh,
and it was like,
no!
It's like, no, he... My mom's like, he's getting good grades. She's like, yeah, but we don't understand what it's saying. So they made me repeat the third grade. My mom was
But don't feel bad. They've made everyone.
But this was the
80s,
though.
Anyone
that
come here from America. I've had a best friend from Africa. They put her back.
Yeah, well,
I think they just do that. They just do that. That's crazy.
Is she Nigerian?
We're not even pronouncing Ghanaian.
Let me stop.
We're not even pronouncing the English words correctly. So I'm like, that's hilarious that we have the nerve to check someone else. We're not even pronouncing our English words correctly.
No, we know. We have abused it. And then I've created my own language, but I'm scared to text you in my language because you already said you don't like people talking crazy with it. Because I'll talk you straight patois in text, and people are like, what are you saying?
Oh, I want to learn. I'll just Google it. They got Google Translation.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah.
So I could do that. Oh, my God. So today in Brentwood, I saw a couple actually conversing through Google Translate app. Do you know about this app?
Yeah.
It's fucking sick.
I'm waiting to use it.
It is awesome. I don't know if it does patois, though.
No. I'm trying to,
link. Then that's discriminatory.
I'm trying to link up with something foreign, different.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you can talk, hey, sex in my mind.
I'm
you know,
trying to
all
talk to some Chinese stuff.
Dirty. Oh, my God.
For real. That's the only race of women that don't like me.
Okay, this is so embarrassing. The other day, I was talking to this couple, and then when I looked down, she's an Asian girl. And sometimes, I mean, you don't have to be into girls. You see a camel toe, you're like, what the fuck is that? And first of all, I just find it gross that camel toe is, like, so trendy. I tie a sweater around my bottom. I tie a sweater around it, and I let the arms of the sweater hang strategically covering my camel toe. Why would you want to say, here, this is how fat my stuff is? That's an answer to me. And that's what happened. It caught my attention. And I'm a female, and I was looking. And then I looked again, and this time I'm, like, trying to comprehend it. It was like, you know, like a superhero, like all these, like, arithmetic and shit was in front of my eyes. I'm just, like, trying to calculate how fat it was. And then her man looked at me and said something, and I'm like, oh,
what'd
hey.
He say?
He
was like, what you look
he
at?
He was like, have a nice day. And I was like, oh, thank you. And then my words probably didn't answer him back. You know, they say, like, have a nice day. And you're like, it's 5:00. You know, so I was like, I just answered something stupid. I'm like, I know that wasn't the proper response to his statement. I was like, this is so embarrassing. I can't stop thinking about it.
You got caught looking, huh?
Yes, I know they were talking about it. I was like, this is so embarrassing.
I've got caught looking so many times.
Really?
But I'm the bottom, though. I look at the bottom.
But I feel like if they're showing it, they wanted you to see it. Sorry, Me Too movement. Stop showing this stuff.
I see some women want attention. Toes.
Yeah, so I'm like, women want attention. Cut it out. Cut it out. And when you don't want attention, you hide it.
Then you see some men with these skinnies on, and men got camel toe, too.
Yo, I saw this guy with these skinny jeans on the other day. I think I posted something on Facebook about it. Like, so is there a correlation between robberies and the invention of skinny jeans? Because I feel like you could see exactly what's in their pants. Like in the 90s, you would just roll up and be like, what the fuck's in your pants? And then you could just pick and choose the shit you wanted to pull out your pocket, because he couldn't really tell what was in your pocket.
Everything, like, yeah. Your credit card right there.
Yeah,
huh?
Now you'd be like, nah, give me the iPhone 10, nigga, I see that.
Come off the phone. Yeah, you're right.
No,
you're right.
Give me that. Oh, is that a vape pen? I'm going to need that too. I'm like, yo.
I saw you had the vape pen too.
Oh, yeah. Where is it? I forgot
They'd be like, that show is so steamy. There's going on in there.
Oh, no. No, but that's the good thing about vape. There's really no, it just dissipates.
There used to be a time when the vapes got me in trouble, man.
Really? What happened?
It turns the moisture in my lungs.
And then what
happened? What happens when I smoke so many cigarettes, man? It messed me up. Cigarettes messed me up.
Wait, what happened?
What do you mean what happened?
What happened?
It turns the moisture in my lungs.
And then I
get sick.
Oh, you got sick.
I can only do joints and
edibles.
You know I can do edibles. Matter of fact, edibles is dead now, though. They only
what are you talking about?
Not great no more. You can't get them no 1,000 milligram edibles.
Yeah, they're like 100 milligrams. Our pussy boy snacks.
Sam gave me an edible one time, right?
Uh-uh.
And he was like, I guess he told me only do.
Yeah, like a dime size amount or maybe a quarter.
I mushed I think maybe half the thing. While I was in the bed curled up, my roommate thought asleep. I was going to call up. Do I need to call the hospital? What's wrong with you?
It was a good sleep, though. Did you have a good sleep?
I couldn't sleep.
You couldn't sleep?
Nah, I couldn't sleep. I was just on one for 8. I was just looking at everything, begging people, bring me some water.
You'd be staring at the TV. It don't even be on.
I told the guy who gave it to me, I was like, I took 15 bites. He looked at me and went, no! I told you, no!
15 bites? You were supposed to do 15 bites in 15 days.
If my sister would be here, she'd be like, he doesn't listen to that.
No.
He thinks he can go in. He thinks he could do it all.
Because I've done that before. I forgot. First of all, they should stop making it so yummy. I think in the beginning, it wasn't as delicious and you could taste the marijuana in it. But now, you can't even tell.
I went to the spot yesterday. No, a couple of days ago, they tried to give me something with 5. This is only 5 mL. What am I going to do with this?
What am I going to do with that?
For real?
No, seriously.
My niece could take that.
Yeah, I'm about to say that's for toddlers. Not that we condone toddlers hitting edibles.
Yeah, we don't. But that's we don't support that at all.
Yeah, no, that's just a joke. Yeah, that's just a joke. I don't even think elderly would do anything for the elderly. Wait a minute, so Bernie Sanders, what's up with him? Would you vote for him? He
why not?
He's entering the presidential race.
Why not
again?
Bernie's not a bad. Bernie should have been this one.
Yes.
Bernie's not a bad choice.
I like Bernie.
Everything
Grandpa
after
Bernie.
Oh my God, what are we going through right now? I mean,
anything is better than him. We could elect Elmo at this point.
I mean,
I'm sure he could run a better administration.
I really felt like I should have ran for president. I cut myself short. Because this dude lies, man. I can't do it. I can't do it. He's lied to our face. Now, if I ever beat Trump, I'd be like, dude,
he's
kind of disrespectful,
really
dog.
He's a bad boyfriend. He invented
Melania need to divorce him now, because once he's done with the presidency, they waiting to hit him.
I'm pretty certain there is some kind of clause. She's not leaving with anything.
Why not?
He's just so, come on.
Do you really believe it?
Yes.
I think Melania
he executes business so well.
Melania, something to me, she feel like she got something smart up in there, something tricky. She too quiet. She too observant.
Mm.
I bet she'd be on the phone with Oprah like, well, what should I do now? Oprah be like, just wait a couple minutes. And we
maybe she's a robot. Seriously, because she has no emotions or anything like this. Oh, my God.
Speaking of robots, it has nothing to do with anything. But
what happened?
I threw a party in San Francisco this weekend.
No, tell me about that. Wait, why didn't I get an invite?
Yeah, I didn't get invited either.
Oh, my God. Wait, what happened?
Yeah, remember I checked my account and there was like 15 charges in San Francisco.
Yo, you scammers are foul. Hit the corporate dogs, but not the regular people.
You educated me on, like, man, you can't be using your card everywhere.
Just any and anywhere. That just happened to my homeboy at a gas station on Crenshaw and Adams.
The ATM. I'm such an ATM junkie. And I know mad heads is like that. You know, just go to
ATM. Do you know how much you pay in ATM fees? Why would you pay to get your own money?
I paid $3. I thought that was the $2.50 at the ATM, but then I get punished by the bag too.
Yes, you're paying about $6.
I'm never doing that again.
That's like you asked your mother to hold your money, and every time you said, let me get $100, she was like, I'm going to give you $97.
She would do that too. $96.50. She would be like that too.
And this is my processing fee. Me burnt you. Yeah, it's my surcharge for digging it out my bra.
So it happened to me Friday night.
Did they put your money back?
Yeah, it's all coming. But they said it's all going to come back, but I don't have no card. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
And they bought two shirts cost a. So they bought shirts, drinks, food. And
they knew not to put that room on there. Yeah.
Because
yeah, back
there,
in the days, you could do that. You could rock that easy. Like, oh, my God. I've stayed in plenty of rooms.
I'd have called my cousin and them. Yeah. We'd have been over there like.
But, yeah, you do that now, the police will knock on your hotel room door like, there's an
have
issue downstairs. Have I called the police
like for,
on people?
For help. For help.
Oh, for help?
I've never called the police. Like,
call the police for help. No, but I've threatened people that I've called the police or will call the police. I'm black. You're not supposed to call the police on people. That is a snitch. I'm sorry. Unless they kill my moms or something like that. But no, you cannot call the police. But I will threaten you with that. I'm sorry.
That's a good threat, though.
You know, I've already called the police. I'm asking you to leave.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's what I'm saying. I've already called. I'm asking you to leave. Can you please get out of my face?
That's very.
I've called 911 so they can hear conflict, but then I hung up and then I like didn't answer the phone for the rest of the evening.
Don't they trace that?
Yeah, but they're not gonna come to my house. And then even if they do, I know my rights. You got a warrant? Do you have a warrant?
That's why I don't
understand. Slip it under the door.
I love all my cop shows, like the First 48 and all that. What's another one? We watched something together.
Are you becoming a certified lawyer?
You were talking
because
about
you watch
I was like, I watched that too. What were you talking about? That?
I watched 60 Days In. I watched First 48. Killer Couples is good. It probably was First 48 because they're doing a lot of scientific
stuff. First 48
stuff.
Is just snitchy, though.
Yo, I'm just in awe. Please, on a serious note, people, if you're listening, can you please instruct your children to not talk to the police without a lawyer? Do not go to the station to answer one question. Don't even tell the police what time it is if they ask you, do you know what time it is? I know nobody. I know nothing. Let me get my lawyer.
That's our sponsor. As a matter of fact,
I have a lawyer. I can't even pronounce his name, but B&M LLP. Yes, I do.
Just
have
show
a
the
lawyer.
Public that
yes.
card. Just be like, talk to him. Call him real quick.
Yes, talk to him. That should be the only thing you do say. People I saw a girl it. The other day. She went up for murder from some. She was just, she was the 911 caller. And then they traced it back and they was like, yeah, but the guy we're looking for, that happens to be his phone. I guess she didn't know that they check cell towers and stuff. So they asked her, well, how long did you have that phone? And she's like a day. So then you know where the guy is. You know,
if she don't have cable, can't blame her.
Yeah. So they held her at the station and was like, you know, if you don't tell us where he is, we're going to hold you for this murder.
If you're up for a murder charge, you have nothing to talk about.
Yeah. And then they kept her.
Of course.
The mother came in like, please tell them what they want to know. And she was like, I don't know anything. I just called 911. Like, that's it. But turns out she had something to do with it. She was there during the murder. Now she got charged with murder. I was like, oh, my God. Which she would have still been charged anyway, possibly. But the reason you hire a lawyer is because they know certain avenues and certain things and certain circumstances to bring up. Like, they just know better. Don't say nothing. At least you would have went home that night, at least. But they kept her from there, and they of kept course. Her overnight, and then she went straight to jail. I was like, damn, she could at least went home and ate some dinner.
She could have been like,
No.
You guys, are you guys pressing charges on me? If not, I can go, right?
Can I go?
No, she sat there.
They called her like, hey, can we come talk to you about, you called 911. Do you want to come down to the station? She's like, sure. What the fuck? Sure. I'm like, oh my God.
No.
Yo, first of all, there would be no first 48 if everybody would consult a lawyer.
I don't understand how that show's still on.
Because people don't get lawyers.
But they do it.
It wouldn't be a show. The lawyer goes, that's it.
First 48, I love, but I understand why it's still on. And Catfish.
Oh, that's my shit. Oh, my God. I love Catfish.
How are people still getting catfished in this day and time?
Because it's psychology. That's what it is. People are lonely. Oh, people believe in fairy tales. I mean, I believe in fairy tales. Mm-hmm. I've never got caught up like that, but I'm a cornball.
I like how you corrected yourself.
I believe in fairy tales and cute stuff, you know, meeting someone online. Maybe it is a chance occurrence. Maybe God sent this person and I was supposed to meet them.
No.
But it's like, even I've talked to people, if it goes longer than like 2 weeks and you didn't make a plan to hook up yet, and I don't mean hook up, boom, chicka, wow. I mean, try to meet for coffee, then I don't need a pen pal. I'm not trying to do all that stuff. So I don't know how it goes. Literally, like, there was one chick the other day, went 10 years. I'm like, really? 10 years? I couldn't do 10 months.
What do you talk about for 10 years?
Yeah, but they know. Oh, my God. They're sending naked pictures. That's what's crazy, too. Like, they're sending naked pictures and things like that to each other and just telling each other their, you know, darkest, deepest secrets. Like, that's crazy. So, yeah, but it's good because I like to watch. It's juicy. A lot of the times it be setups. Like, one girl. One girl, she got a catfish. I think this went on for, like, months or maybe a year. Mm-hmm. And, then the catfishy, you know, he's like, oh, meet me at this address. They go to the address. Nobody shows up. Then the cousin that was along for the ride the whole time and comforting her turned around and was like, you know what? I'm Tyrone. I'm the guy you've been talking to. And they're like, you could do a guy voice. And that's when she did it. Like, I'm Tyrone. Yes. She said, that's what you get for calling me a fat ass Kelly Price. So it was like a grudge she had against her cousin. So she set up this whole catfishing thing and talked to her on the phone every day and disguised her voice just to get her back for calling her a fat ass. That one was good. You got to see that one.
That is petty as hell.
It was good.
No, I stopped watching Catfish. I stopped watching Catfish after like the second season.
No, it's a good one because they got one with Rich Dollar, some goofy ass girl.
Rich Dollar
from, you know, Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah,
his DM. But little did she know, a lot of these celebrities, their cousins or assistants
are running these
things. I mean, like,
firm.
Come on, please.
Or if it's a big celeb, it's
I've
a firm.
Met, like, online, like, this is funny because I've done a runway show for Malik Yoba like 20 years ago. He may or may not even remember me, but I would think he'd kind of remember my face. But I've had this Malik Yoba guy talking to me and I talk back and say, you know, I try to give them hints like, hey, I know your sister or something like that. And they still will pretend that they are them. I even had Usher. And one of my best buddies is his stylist. So I was like, oh, so you know Curtis?
Mm-hmm.
And he like just walked over that question. And I'm like, I know you're not these people. So anyway, so the girl is DMing and she thinks that Rich is talking to her. She even sent naughty pictures. They were to his nephew. So they brought the nephew on the show. Rich made his nephew stand up and hold accountability and say that was me. I'm wrong for that. And the girl was like, I really thought we had like a relationship. And he's like, you're like the one of 100 girls that I do this to. I talk to girls all day on there. She's like she comes in the house and hits him up.
Technology's great, but then some ways it's just fucked so many people.
And she's a beautiful girl. I'm like, yeah. So that's one of the reasons I don't meet people online. I don't know if you see me, you know, gripe about that. Like, no. Absolutely not.
I know you have a lot. I know you have a lot of men saying stuff to you online too.
I like the way people smell. We're animalistic. Pheromones. I love that.
I need
sometimes
to see
the smell.
I need to see you because people lie easy on the phone.
Yeah.
I need to see you.
You could pretend to be. My favorite joke is that, look, okay, so I am from the Bronx and I moved to California. Anybody could have done the same thing. I could be like the pee-pee girl in my building. And I come out here and I'm pretending to be a bad bitch from the Bronx and you dudes is falling for it. But it could be the other way. The dude come out here and I think, oh, he fresh to death. This dude is fly as fuck. But back home, he the pee-pee boy. He the dude that they sent up the block to the Chinese store and to go get Dutch's. They smack him in the elevator.
I
like,
had a, onion girl. She smelled like onions.
Ah! Oh,
all
my God.
The time. I didn't understand it.
What did she eat? What was her
when ethnicity? We were together, she was black, light skin, yellow. Yellow.
Maybe she had hyperhidrosis. Does she have wet underarms?
Well, we didn't make it past the third date.
Wow, she smelled that
onions.
Bad.
And it was
you couldn't tell her. No, I don't think you can.
I didn't tell her.
Cause I don't think you
one
can.
One of my boys, though, came in the room. He's like, what, y'all just had some onion rings up in this bitch? I was like.
And she like, she probably didn't even notice.
No. She said no. Just sat on there and rolled up the L. And I was just like.
You're supposed to be like, hey, I'm bored. Let's go take a shower. You know?
No, we didn't even get there. I could get past. I'm not a fan of onion scent.
No, you got to investigate. I'll do stuff like.
I was scared to find the nucleus of it.
If I'm talking to a guy and he has not just bad breath, because sometimes certain things that you've eaten or sometimes haven't eaten, right. You know, your breath could be a little tart. But if it's repeated chronic funk fatigue, killing me from the mouth, I'll ask them stuff. You know, I have a background in dentistry.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say like, oh, so what do you go to the
you have beautiful teeth, by the way.
Thank you. Go ahead now. Thank you, Dr. Albert Tubia, Beverly Hills, darling. Tubia, hit him up.
Wow.
Yes, he is the shiznit. I asked them, so how often do you go to get cleanings?
Mm-hmm.
On average, you should at least go get cleanings every 6 months.
Okay.
They really suggest every 3 months.
Wow.
That's 4 times a year. But at least every 6 months. So, you know what's so funny? You ever see people posting on Facebook like, oh, I just had a root canal, and I'll be inboxing them like, that's something you should keep to yourself, because all of that shit is preventable. Brush your fucking teeth. Floss.
I brush
your floss. Gargle. If you're going to the dentist and getting bite wings and full mouth x-rays, they can see the bullshit before it even starts. Cavities, right. When you eat a piece of candy and then, oh, my tooth hurts all of a sudden, that's not the sting from that cavity. Cavities take weeks and
never
months.
Never had a cavity in my life.
Really?
But I've cracked my teeth from biting off Guinness bottles.
Yo, y'all got to... That is so
I'm a soccer hooligan. I'm a soccer hooligan.
No.
I drink Guinness at 4 in the morning.
I've seen that in movies. You're one of those crazy English guys.
That's what we are. That's what
you
I
got
am.
Bust bottles on your head.
Yeah, it gets. I'm trying to have you come watch it with us one weekend.
Not at 4 in the morning.
We'll get you for like a 11 a.m. one then.
What time does it end? I'll come.
Only like 2.5 hours.
Oh my God.
But we have breakfast. We have a cook.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a cook?
And we sing.
I can fuck with that.
We sing and, you know, you're going to hear the word cunt a lot.
Is it Jamaican food? I don't care.
No,
the word
cunt
is
American,
an awesome word.
Oh, I love you. It's American food. No Jamaican. Aww. If it was Jamaican food, it'd be too many Jamaicans up
in
there.
Oh, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
I love that.
Y'all needs to be up in there. Who? I want to ask,
Are we breaking up?
We'll talk about that after the show. We'll talk about that right now. But yeah, I want to get you to come out today. Like, we have a big game this weekend, but that's at 6 a.m.
Maybe if I'm hanging. No, see, in New York, you'd be hanging out all night, and then you come in at 6 in the morning. But here, you're in the bed by like 2 a.m.
I don't understand why L.A. closes.
Oh, my God.
Why does L.A. shut up? I don't understand it. We
It actually has done a lot better. When I moved here in 99, my cousin told me that if I was hungry after 8 o'clock,
shut it down.
Yeah,
shut
she was like,
down.
Forget it.
Or go to
and
Denny's.
And it was true. And literally, it was true. Yeah. There was nothing to
It's a lot better
eat.
Now. It's a lot better now.
I don't even think McDonald's was open that late.
I think they closed for like 2 hours or some shit, don't they?
Do they? Yeah, that is true. From like 2 to 5. You're right. It's like... Because they be open real late.
Speaking
out here
of catfishing, did Khloe Kardashian catfish herself?
Whoa, I knew I wanted to talk to you about something.
Did she catfish herself then? Because
what
she,
do you mean?
That's sort of a catfish because she let herself believe that this dude wasn't.
Yo.
I heard today he messed with the
her
sister's
little
friend.
Sister's best friend that lives in the mansion. I don't know if she's a bum bitch, but I was just like, damn, if I could go live in someone's mansion and obviously not pay for it, like...
Would you do it?
And the only rule is not fuck my sister's man.
That's
like,
the
that's
rule.
The only rule?
Can't
you
do
couldn't
it.
Do that?
No.
And I could deliver... I've seen Kylie's house. It's sick.
All you
Are
gotta
you
do
crazy?
All you gotta do
all
is...
All I'm asking you to do is not fuck my man, Trav.
Drive the car while I'm in the passenger.
Yeah.
Roll
Take
the-
Instagram photos of me at will. I'll just be like... Pause, and then you take the picture.
Boom, and you live good.
Oh, yeah. I
I don't want to get, and don't fuck my man, and don't fuck my sister's man. Yeah, that is it. Oh my God, are you kidding me?
He's so rat though.
Because I mean, men cheat. I'm not forgiving that or condoning that. But like, I really, really blame the women, because even when the man goes like, "Hey, let me get some of that," you were supposed to go, "Oh hell no! I'm telling my friend. I'm telling my sister. I like how I look. Unless I can come live up in your mansion, which is
where's she living now?
At her mother's house.
It's tough, isn't it?
I love the, did you see the headlines? I love how they word stuff. They said, Jordan is on her way back to her mother's house. No, bitch, you got kicked out.
On her way back. And I bet the
because technically, in theory, she is on her way back.
I bet her mom was excited to have her back. Like, damn, like, I gotta get rid of our little guest room over here now.
You know, that's why I be fucking my niggas. That's probably like her S&M room right now. Like, damn,
mom's
bitch.
Like, it turned up. The whole scene is different now.
Damn, you a hoe ass bitch. I don't know where she got it from. That is absolutely is not fuck my man.
I knew he wasn't smart though, because TMZ showed him last year when he was first time he got caught cheating. Remember, he's 6'11", and he thought he could slide through the club by putting a towel over his head and walk through, and that nobody would notice that he had another girl with him.
They'll just say that's another basketball player. Like, no,
it's they're like,
not
isn't
that many in the club. Because first of all, the DJ will shout your name out. Shaquille O'Neal in the house, and if they only said one celebrity name, and they say, I mean, come on, we can put two and two together.
Is it two kids they have?
I don't know. Is it two? I don't give a shit. The fact you got one is enough.
They definitely pick him wrong. I don't know. I heard about it today, really. I'm not really hip to it because I'm not really caught up with it.
I think a lot of women, too, think like, okay, well, I knew he was a cheater. That's what he did to that bitch. You ain't going to do that to me, because that's literally what a lot of women think. Like, and because they seem to think that it was something the woman was doing or wasn't doing.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't blame the man. They blame the female. Like, well, if she, because you've heard them say, like, if you was doing your job, I wouldn't have to fuck your man. Like, no, bitch, that's disgusting. No. He was just putting in overtime. I did my job.
Oh, my goodness. I wonder if...
He tweeted fake news. I thought that was funny.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He needs to stop.
Like, yeah. Just own up.
Just relax.
And the other girl, that was like right before Chloe had the baby.
I bet they're destroying her. I bet she's just destroying their little community.
But on the good side, it makes Kanye look honorable. Like, at least he's not a cheater.
You know what? Kanye's not a cheater.
He's crazy. He's a lunatic. He's a fucking lunatic. He's a maniac.
I try to read Kanye sometimes, and I feel like everybody was like, since his mother died, that's when it all started.
Oh, I totally believe that. Because I was a huge,
I think he needs
huge,
some type of aggressive therapy.
Yeah.
I think he hasn't gotten rid of the pain of losing his mom. Because his mom was his, you know. Kanye's really a good dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he means well, but it's just the thing. I mean, the whole Trump.
I always said that, too. After his mom passed, like, that was it. I don't think he had counseling or someone to talk to. But then again, he said he's bipolar or something, right? That's his super... Yeah. Hero power.
Speaking of, you know, there's a superhero in the next studio.
Oh my God.
I thought I was a woman whisperer in some ways.
Oh, please. Hardy har har.
Please. No. My bad.
Whisper
said.
On these nuts.
My bad.
Go
said.
Ahead.
My bad. Said he got a superpower. He could read women and he could figure you out. You're gonna get tested.
I would love that. That's why I'm
if it's working, don't fight it though.
You I want it to work on me. I want to feel the power. I definitely want to feel the power.
You wrote a book.
Yes.
I almost want to interview him.
I'm serious. That would be exciting. Yeah, let's do it.
I'm gonna have him sit right next to you the whole time. I'll be like, "Work, well, do your work, baby." Baggy.
Yeah, I want to know what he comes up with. And
first of all,
but what did he say? He dated sixty women
in what,
year and a half. Is that a lot?
That's a lot of work, bro.
Is that a lot?
How much money
I mean,
you got?
What was that ball player? Was it Dominic Wilkins? Who was that guy that slept with like 250,000 women or something?
Wilt Chamberlain slept with 1,000 women.
1,000.
Is it 1,000? Someone correct me. Is it 1,000 or 10,000?
I think it can't be 10,000. Because I remember trying to figure out the math.
It's got to be more than 1,000.
Yeah, because they were like, you would have to fuck like 16.9 women a day for like 20 years. He probably was like one bitch leave the hotel. He had another.
That's
bitch.
Not possible.
Like,
you don't have time like that in the day. Unless he's doing...
Well, you don't really have to bust all those nuts either. Like, unless he was just doing them, tell him, like, well, I'm not going to bust them.
I'm going to do five right now. I mean, I had the greatest I ever heard. We had football practice in college at 2 p.m., right? Mm-hmm. One of my boys came in the locker room. He said, I already fucked 6 bitches today. And we're like, why
could
would you do that?
Possible.
We're like, why did you do that? Because I can do it. And that was impressive. We're like, damn.
Could
I'm not going to say his
possible,
name.
Possible, though.
No. And he had a girlfriend.
Okay, six. Wait. 15,000 women. Oh, no. He slept with. Thank you, Google.
She's so smart.
15,000 women. Oh, no, no, no. This is something else. Scott Steiner claims he slept with 15,000 women in 1 year. He's trying to beat Chamberlain's record.
In a year?
Will
He's
Chamberlain's
lying.
Record is 20,000 women throughout his lifetime.
20 G's.
Mm-hmm. That is a lot of...
Boy.
Yes. God damn.
I know it's quiet radio, people, but I'm trying to...
process that.
Picture the...
Okay, so for those doing the math...
And...
For Scott Steiner...
And he had to play basketball games.
But that's why I was saying he didn't have to bust a nut. And he probably told him, like, I'm not busting this nut because I need to, like, you know,
that's
the
power of
the Tao.
That's false.
No, I believe stuff like that because I read about...
It takes energy away from you?
No, it definitely does. That's the life... Yeah. Asians believe that that is your life force.
No.
Go not. Google about it. About the... it's not even the power of ejaculation. Like, the dispower. Every time you ejaculate, you are literally losing... some of your life force, which
woo!
Is obviously why, you know, they tell boxers not
to have
sex.
A couple times I died.
Sex.
Like, woo, I'm dead.
See? And that's why boxers are not supposed to have sex the night before
Mike Tyson
a
said he
fight.
Didn't believe in that.
I remember that.
Mike is like, I don't believe in that.
But I remember when he didn't do very well the next day because of some shit like that when he had a fight. I have to Google that.
He didn't fight good because he messed around with Don King. Don King messed him up.
Oh, my God. I miss Don King.
Do you?
I mean, just his
Yeah,
antics,
his presence. Yeah,
his presence and antics. That was back in
flags,
the day.
Right?
Between him and Al Sharpton. Oh, my God. Those
Don
were
would
fun.
Have the flag for the guy he thought was going to win. And the other guy win. He had the other flag.
And that hair. He just didn't give a fuck. He was the first person that was just like,
I don't give a fuck.
I'm not going to conform.
Where is Don King? Alive?
Oh, my God. Let's see.
Don King, if you're out there, call the show.
Right?
Come in the studio, Don.
Well, oh, my God. Online, it says his net worth is $290 million. What's up?
Who, Don?
Yeah.
Don ain't going to be broke. Don was a pimp first.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you making that up?
Look up the Don King movie.
Wait a minute.
Don Pimp shot.
He is still alive.
Don King didn't kill somebody, I think.
He is 87 years old.
Yeah. Don King just shot somebody.
Oh, my. He did. A manslaughter conviction, later pardoned.
Yeah.
Oh, my
pimp.
Goodness.
Now, if Don King came and said, I'm a
Leo.
Woman whisperer, I'm a believer.
His name is Donald King.
Is that his real name?
Yes.
That was meant to be.
That's gangster. Oh, my God. Do you see what time it is already?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Damn. He says he's semi-retired, but still working.
That means someone is running his company, his fight promotions. I haven't even seen Don King promotions anywhere. He's tied to somebody.
Something. Yeah, I'm going to check that out. He still looks good, though, too.
Let me see
healthy.
Yeah, well, you know, Don. He seems like
he looks even younger here now than he did when I was a kid.
He always
great.
Got that smile, though, that brilliant smile.
Yes. You know, he had that good teeth. He had that good money.
Of course.
Yeah.
My teeth are bad. I drink way too much Guinness.
No, but this still has nothing to do with it. You got to brush your teeth at night.
I
you
do.
You got to use an electric toothbrush.
I don't have one of them.
No, you must invest.
What happens if battery dies?
No. They're rechargeable.
Oh, goofball. See, I'm not even hit the game. I'm not hit the game.
If you're brushing your teeth with a manual toothbrush, you're only doing about 10% of the work that needs to be done.
I'm sure.
Not to sound like a commercial, but the electric toothbrush.
I think I heard that commercial, too.
They're literally 20,000 strokes per second.
Oh, she's got me on electric toothbrushes now. Oh, yes. I forgot to tell you.
What happened?
I'm going to get that manscaping.
Yes, you gotta get that.
I left their show and I was like, all right, if my sister told
it
me I gotta
makes it look bigger.
I just want everybody to be happy. I don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? If it makes the ladies happier,
yes,
that's good.
Yeah.
Because I was going to hit him and keep it with the.
Nobody likes hair.
I was
going to
keep
mouth.
The Don it's King nasty. Down there.
Hell no. Oh my God. That's why you brought that up. Speaking of Don King.
Yeah.
No, that wow. is never a good look. Never. Unless you are stuck on an island with a soccer ball named Wilson. Is that a good look?
I like that movie too.
I never
you
even
know,
watched
the
it.
The scariest part of that movie to me was about. When he was in the middle of the ocean and the whale came up and opened his eyes. You know how scary that is to be in the middle of the ocean just floating?
I mean, beyond scary. I mean, he was already stuck on an island by yourself. That alone would have killed me. I couldn't do it.
Well.
But then it might be cool.
It's been another interesting. I learned so much.
Really?
I'm glad you're happy that I'm about to get. But I saw the commercial for it, too. I'm going to get it.
I'm shocked Facebook ads aren't coming up on your phone like Remington Steel.
No, only thing comes up on my phone on trimmer. Facebook are shoes. They want to get me to buy shoes all the time. I don't know. But, this
is that the Whisperer?
I don't know. That's not him. But I think that's the guy in the studio next. It's been. This is. We're wasted on Wednesday. Next week, we're gonna have a guest, Camden Primo, hip hop artist, fashion designer. You got his own clothing line called Hooligan Wear.
Oh my God, I love it.
And Casey, the lovely lady to the right of me is
Tina Lorraine Brown.
We're out, and don't get catfished. All right, and wait for your lawyer. One love. Uh oh.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine Brown, only on LA Talk Radio.